like him we rise, made like him we rise. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. Ours the cross, the grave, the skies. This Eastertide, let us stand as we are able in the praise of God. Together. Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have broken your law. We have not done your will. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love towards us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. The peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
May we exchange with one another signs of his peace.
Please be seated. A lesson from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verses 32 through 35. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, but no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what they sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you. A lesson from the first epistle of John, chapter 1, verse 1, through chapter 2, verse 2. We declare to you what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was revealed, and we have seen it and testify to it, and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed to us. We declare to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that our joy may be complete. This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him while we are walking in darkness, we lie and do not do what is true. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he who is faithful and just will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please join me in reading responsively verses from Psalm 133 with the antiphon. How very good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head, running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessing, life evermore. And now, siblings in Christ, please rise as you are able for the singing of the Gloria Patri and the reading of the Gospel.
Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, verses 19 to 31. Glory to you, O Lord. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. And although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My greatest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, it 'twere an offering far too small Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. So we have gathered come Easter season to celebrate and affirm together our faith, as our neighbors north of the border might put it. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in the true person, Jesus, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. God calls us to be the church, the body of Christ, to celebrate Christ's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope in life, in death, in life beyond death. God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Last Sunday, at about 15 minutes after noon, following 10 Holy Week and Easter services, and following the exuberant singing of that third and final Sunday morning service, a fellow approached me and handed me a card. He said, "I found this in the pew, and I just knew I had to give it to you." Well, it was a Boston University ID card. A student had left it, maybe reaching for the collection, left it in the pew, so I took it downstairs to our ever-efficient leadership and hospitality staff, and they said, "We've already had a call about it. We know how to contact the person. Here we go." Now, all analogies are weak to some degree, but that moment of one's receiving back one's identity, that is, come Sunday, come Easter Sunday, come worship, having a chance maybe to have set something aside, but to receive back one's ID. I know analogies can be weak, but it's an Easter moment. We come on Sunday morning to be nourished and fed by one another, and today the Lord's Supper, and the history of this place, and the history of our faith, and to be given back our ID card, our true identity, our own most, not our almost, but our own most identity, so that we can sing and say with the psalmist, looking afar into heaven, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." This is your name. This is your namesake, your identity, you singing Easter people. We have such a representation, too, among us in our history here. Marsh Chapel will turn 75 years old in a year and a half, and we'll celebrate our 75th anniversary in September of 2025. And through the course of these years, there have been six deans: Franklin Littell, Howard Thurman, Robert Hamill, Robert Neville, Robert Thornburg, and yours truly. And all through those, there has been a moment of recognition of what this chapel has meant in the context of Boston University. You have here as well a reminder of your identity as a part of this university. Whether or not you're a student or graduate student or faculty or staff or other community member, this is a place given to us out of our long history, founded in 1839 by a Methodist minister from upstate New York, an itinerant Methodist minister from upstate New York, John Dempster. Boston University received its corporate status in 1869, and after that has had 10 presidents. The first five, as you remember, were Methodist ministers: Warren, Huntington, Merlin, Marsh, and Case. And the other five Christianer, Silber, Wesling, Chobanian, and Brown, an attorney, a philosopher, an historian, a physician, and an engineer. And we shall welcome, after the wonderful interim presidential service of our beloved Ken Freeman, we shall welcome Dr. Melissa Gilliam, July 1st, as our 11th president. Each one of these carried forward what John Dempster had planted here in the Newberry Biblical Institute in 1839. Dempster tried to form four schools of theology. Two failed, one in Buenos Aires and one in Los Angeles, and two succeeded, one becoming Boston University and the other becoming Northwestern University. You receive a certain identity here, a certain capacity to see life through the lenses of a history that combines personal and social holiness, that combines a deep personal faith with an active social involvement. Our beautiful windows will teach us that and tell us that. We'll take just a moment to see them. Here is Athanasius, died 373, who taught that God became man so that man might become God. We would say today that the divine became human so that the human might become divine. And to his left, there is Augustine of Hippo, died 430 AD CE. If you haven't read recently his Confessions, or at least the first nine books, go back and reread them this summer, this spring and summer. Great art thou, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Great is thy power, and thy wisdom is infinite. Thee would we praise without ceasing, for our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. And there next door is See With the Birds, Francis of Assisi, 1226. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. And there right next to him, he who gave us the Protestant faith in Reformation, Martin Luther, emphasizing sola scriptura, sola gratia, sola fide, by grace alone, by faith alone, by scripture alone, dying in 1546. Here to his side is John Wesley, who was converted fully to a deep Christianity on May 23rd, 1738, in the rainy, rain-soaked streets of London on Aldersgate Street, hearing Luther's preface to the letter to the Romans, and Wesley, who died in 1791, gathered. Oh, that's only 50 years, by the way, before the founding of Boston University, not that long ago, saying on his deathbed, Wesley's last words, the best of all is God is with us. The best of all is God is with us. This is your identity, your story. His American lieutenant, our first bishop there next to him, Francis Asbury, who founded churches all across the Northeast and beyond. We served one of his churches founded in 1806. He died in 1816 along the Canadian border and along in view of the St. Lawrence River. And he said to his itinerant preachers, to those heading out to evangelize the country, you need two things. You need a horse and you need an education. But if you have to pick one or the other, pick a horse. We don't want to leave anybody behind. And next to him, you recognize our 16th president. He spent more time in church at Marsh Chapel than he did all his lifetime, but here he is, present every day and every Sunday, with malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right. Let us press on to finish the work that we are in. And next to him, Frances Webb, she who gave us in the 19th Amendment, when you see her window, simply think of suffrage, of women's voting. My grandmother lived 24 years before she had the right to vote. Imagine it. And there she is, Frances, guiding us and reminding us of Wesley's proverb. Her motto was, do everything. She was recalling Wesley, do all the good you can at all the times you can and all the ways you can and all the places you can to all the people you can. As long as ever you can, do all the good you can. Ah, we gather here again to hear the psalmist sing to us. On Easter Vigil, a now 18-year-old who had grown up through the chapel, his presence reminded me of his reciting scripture from memory downstairs, including the 23rd Psalm and including other such psalms. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into God's presence with singing. You know, all analogies are weak, but midweek this week, our 17-year-old granddaughter, soon to be a rising senior looking at colleges, took the tour here at Boston University, the first of her family to do so. What a moment. And they went home and she realized she'd lost her pocket purse. It's a little hand-sized purse in which, yes, was included her ID, her identification. I know, as Peter Berger said, all analogies limp, but 2 days later we had a phone call from a faithful senior in Miles Standish who with her mother had sleuthed out the address, found who she was, called us up, came in the rain, and gave over, well, a granddaughter's precious ID. We are here at the Lord's table to receive again, to receive back our identity. We do so with the great church. We believe in God who has created and is creating. We believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sin and are in love and charity with your neighbor and intend to lead a new life following after the commandments of God, come, draw near in faith, come down the sawdust trail of the center aisle of Marsh Chapel and take this holy sacrament to your lasting comfort. Easter follows Good Friday. The resurrection follows but does not replace the cross. The work continues. The work continues. The work continues. So, Watts, when I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my greatest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. Were the whole realm of nature mine, 'twere an offering far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Amen.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts.
Blood can love.
us, the life within us, the fellowship among us, and thy love that surrounds us, we give thee thanks, O Lord. Bless these gifts and the givers, we pray, in Christ. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. So, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wonderful deeds in Christ, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread. And in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Lamb of God, who take us away,
Beloved, come, the table is prepared. All are welcome. Grape juice on the lectern side, wine on the pulpit side. Gluten-free bread is available. We receive by intinction. Please come. Let us pray together. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. the sun show warm and bright on you, your darkest night a star shine through, your dullest morn a radiance brew. And when dusk comes, God's hand to you, the blessing of God Almighty, Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, be and abide with each one of us now and forever. Amen.